The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The Guilt 706 with Joe on the radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. Love having you with us on AM 970. The Answer. It's our time. It's all good. Everything's all right. Onward and forward. We're making this happen. I'm proud to be an American, proud to be in the United States of America, with the greatest country on planet Earth. You know what? God bless America. You believe in your family. You believe in your country. You know, you believe in law enforcement on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Thank you to all the NYPD kind enough to listen. And when I talk to the commissioners, they go, Joe, you know what? Most of the almost 50,000 men and women of the stellar law enforcement force known as the NYPD listen to your show, and I am honored, absolutely honored to have you. And thank you. Thank you for your service. And when you walk past an officer on the street, and especially when you see some of the anti-terror cops out there, you know, they have helmets on, they have flak jackets. I mean, here's where we are. It's the new norm. Maybe a thank you is in order. Do you think? Thank you, officer. Appreciate your service to New York, New York. Not to mention the New Jersey, the pipe and drum corps of the New Jersey State Police, by the way, under the leadership of the great Pat Callahan, Colonel Callahan. I've got to tell you, they were on Fox News. I just glanced on TV for a second, and how did they open the 7 o'clock hour with Steve and Ainsley and Brian? Well, they had the New Jersey State Police pipe and drum corps. How cool was that? Doing God Bless America. So you know what? We're proud of our law enforcement, the New Jersey State Police, all the local cops. You know, don't forget, during 9/11, I never forgot this. When that went down, and I was in Newark on September 11th, in 2001, I'm in Newark at the IDT building, right? I had an office there, and then I remember this distinctly where, and Joey, my son, was young. He was starting out. He was in Jersey City, and then all of a sudden that went down. It went down, and you could see from Newark, as I came around, I was coming up 280, and I could see the rise, and I saw what looked like a nuclear explosion when the towers started to go down. And from the parking lot at IDT, I remember seeing it. You could touch it. You could see it. And you could see all the smoke and the horror of it all. And so I checked on Joey, and I couldn't get through to Joey. I couldn't get through to my son, making sure he was okay, because I didn't know if it was a nuclear bomb. We didn't know what it was on September 11th, right? So I went up on my office, and I could look down, and I had an overview of it. And I finally got in touch with Joey. By the way, I have to give IDT a shout-out. Through the IDT phone card, I used like a phone card, and I got through to Joey. I said, don't move. I'm coming to get you. And I went and, of course, got my son right in Jersey City and got him out of there. But who was running right to ground zero? All the police, all the law enforcement, every single one of them. I saw the Jersey. I said, you know how I knew? I looked down from up top of my office, and I saw all the police office, and you could see the identification of the city on the roof of the police car. Jersey City Police, everybody. It was the Newark Police Department, the New Jersey State Trooper. Where'd they go? I'm running, getting my kid, and getting out of town, and running as far away from that as I can. They went right into ground zero. And I said to myself, my goodness gracious, you know, that's local. That's local, too. State police, sure, but that's local. And not to mention the federal law enforcement. So it is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. They're trying to take away all of this, everything we stand for, everything, the civility,
the law and order that is kept, that they are the core of the community. All the first responders, with a shout out certainly to the FDNY and all the firefighters and all the first responders, you know. But to police today, we appreciate it. Commissioner Branton, law enforcement legend, will be with us coming up shortly on the Piscopo Show. So we appreciate that. But it just feels like there is a tenor and there's a movement down in Washington to take away everything that we believe in, and we ain't going anywhere. So when the president makes this glorious entrance, and we tweeted it out, you got to see it. When he did his press conference, and it was so orchestrated beautifully, and no one's jumped on it. I guess maybe because I'm in entertainment, maybe I got it. I know the president planned that, and I got to tell you, I love that about the guy. He made the entrance, and here it is. You know, he really just shut Iran down the way he went and took out Soleimani. The blood on Soleimani's hands, everybody know, and you hear the soldiers all of the veterans. Kieran Lawler is going to join us from he's a assemblyman, but in the Marine Corps, and these are the guys that appreciate the president sticking up for. We talk about the police. We're talking about the military. How much we appreciate the military. So when he comes out, I know that he wants to make a nice. Look, I just took out one of the huge terrorists of the world. I'm going to make an entrance. And if you look at my Twitter feed at Jersey Joe Piscopo or at AM 970 The Answer or the Joe Piscopo Show, that's on Twitter as well. And my goodness gracious, he had the light behind him. He knew it. And those beautiful polished doors, you know, with the presidential seal above the door, and the doors just open. And then all the generals came out, and the Secretary of Defense and Vice President, they all came out, and they all stood at attention as Donald Trump walked through the door. And all the, I know everybody who can't stand the president must have just died. I'm going, yes, yes. It was so great. You have to see it. It was just brilliantly executed. Not to take away that he came out and he did say, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon under my watch. He virtually said, but what was most important to me, he said, look, we want peace. We want peace around the world. And perhaps when there's a bully, you know, how do you deal with it? You go right in the face of that bully. And now will Iran actually listen? But the question is, like I said earlier, do you get out? Do you just get out of the middle? Everybody says just leave. And I offer this to you, a strategic question. And I don't know. Kieran Lawler could probably answer first of all, you have to go back. How did this start? And again, I don't want to vilify anybody because it's just not the tenor of the show. But really, what W was thinking, I have no idea. George Bush was thinking, I have no idea. But so be it. So that starts the real quagmire back then. And then Barack Obama never understood, I don't think, with respect to President Obama, with respect, please be nice. But I don't think he understood the strength, the knowledge, the prowess of the United States military. You know, the way this president does. I don't think Barack Obama understood that, and I'm being kind. And so what happened in Iraq, it just was an absolute quagmire. They did the surge. You had Petraeus, General Petraeus knew what he was doing. Then all of a sudden now Iran is making Iraq a proxy. It's going to be like a full terrorist state. So now is ISIS going to go in? If we just leave, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I mean, I'm open to discussion. If you just leave Iraq, let everybody out. And maybe that's part of the negotiation. The president's going to say, you know what? We're getting our troops out of there. Who takes over? And then once ISIS comes in, once Assad comes in, and you know China's, I don't care what anybody says. You don't think China's watching this? And you know China's like everywhere. And Russia is also waiting to get in there. What happens when we leave, then you're going to build a Middle Eastern strength, in my opinion, that threatens Israel, and not to mention that threatens the homeland here. And can we risk that? I don't know. 877-970-2999. And we'll talk about it this morning. But a lot of folks say, just get the heck out of there, you know. But apparently Iran does seem to be standing down after those missile strikes. President Trump said Iran appears to be standing down after launching more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces. Now, they said that the administration said, yeah, they tried to kill, they tried to go after, the personnel at the military base. I don't know. Geraldo was on with Martha yesterday on Fox News, Martha McCollum. And you know what? And I know people disagree with Geraldo, but I think he was right. If Iran wanted to take out a military a barrack or something, God forbid, they know how to do that. They know how to do that. And the way they took out those oil fields, so it seems to me that they just wanted to show some kind of retaliation for the assassination, indeed, of Soleimani, right? And then they go back to the people and they lie. Well, we killed 13 Americans. Well, we really went right back and we retaliated. But now, apparently, everything's calmed down and they want to talk. You can't trust them for anything. Where do we go from here? 877-970-2999. Talking about Governor Cuomo, too. He did his State of the State address. You know, Frankie Five Boroughs is with welcome. Good morning.
And thank you.
To
thank
Al
you.
As well. So let's talk about Governor Cuomo for a second. Did he mention any of this bail reform nonsense?
No.
On this law enforcement appreciation day, what the cops have to deal with because of all the criminals now being released on the streets of New York, Frankie?
No, he did not directly address bail reform. He did talk about the rise in anti-Semitic crimes. He called it domestic terrorism, but he didn't address bail reform or his role in it last year. He did spend some time talking about marijuana. He did spend some time talking about, a number of other issues, including he wants to clearly be Robert Moses now and do a lot of building. He talked about one thing that I'm actually very supportive of is allowing movie theaters to sell alcohol,
yes,
whether they have a full kitchen in there or not.
Great move.
Yeah, which New York does not allow, and right, the movie theaters are being hurt because, you know, you could watch The Irishman or Dolomite on Netflix and drink as much alcohol as you want at home.
Or you could go take the short ride over into New Jersey, and you can do that in New Jersey because New Jersey, they serve alcohol in the movie theaters.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's the problem is the New York movie theaters are being hurt by this. Yeah. But
so
in Jersey,
they sell booze in movie theaters?
In certain movie theaters. Like there's an AMC movie theater at the Menlo Park Mall. They have, extended seats. You know, you can lean back, whatever.
Yeah, well, the dine-in theaters. In New York, we have that as well.
But they don't have alcohol there.
No, they do. But those are movie theaters with a full kitchen.
I see.
Under what the governor's proposing, all movie theaters would be able to serve beer or wine or whatever.
I like it.
That's good. But did he never mention? Didn't mention bail reform. I could see how.
No. Why? Why bother? Assault somebody, get a desk appearance ticket, and then we'll see you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks or not. Yeah, maybe not.
Scary.
Okay.
Scary. Right. Hey, Frankie. The rest of the news going down. You know what was big, and I wanted to mention because Al being a cancer survivor and me having had cancer back there in '81. That about cancer, the survival rate has increased and deaths have decreased. And I meant to talk. I thought I saw this break yesterday, but cancer deaths, especially lung cancer, have decreased dramatically, which is great news, Frank.
Actually the largest ever single year drop since we began keeping track of this about 26 years ago. So that is certainly good news. Lung cancer, as you mentioned, is the leading cause of death from cancer in the country. So I would think, I haven't looked at the data, but I would think a lot of this is due to less people smoking tobacco. But the other thing that the American Cancer Society is very excited about is the decline in mortality from melanoma, which is the deadliest type of skin cancer.
Yeah, man.
That was also pretty dramatic, and that's something that tends to affect older people over the age of 65, and that was the group that showed the biggest decrease in melanoma deaths. So it's all good news.
Yeah, and the other thing that experts believe, the decline coming from a new form of treatment, immunotherapy. It trains a person's immune system to fight cancer, as opposed to just dumping chemo and radiation and all kinds of stuff in their body. They're injecting them with different things to help boost their immune system to help fight off the cancer that is affecting their body.
Did they give you all that stuff?
No. The immunotherapy, I think, really started to pick up steam after I was diagnosed, because it was about a year and a half later, I started reading some good things about it, that they were inducing people with different white blood cells and things to fight off. Because the biggest thing is your white blood cells. You lose white blood cells when you're getting chemo and radiation. Your white blood cells are what help to fight infection. They also what helps to fight the cancer. So they're hoping that with new research with immunotherapy, it'll help a lot of different cancers.
Yeah, from the Wall Street Journal, the cancer death rate in the U.S. dropped 2.2% from 2016 to 2017, the largest single-year drop, as Frankie just said, ever recorded, according to the latest report from the American Cancer Society, continuing a longstanding decline that began a quarter century ago. See, I always said, because people say, why should I give to the American Cancer Society because of this? And I know for myself, when I had thyroid cancer, and we got a break here, but when I had thyroid cancer, and then I said, they said, well, you could take a calcitonin test, and I said, well, what is that? Well, that'll tell me how your thyroid is doing and whether, you know, you have cancer in it or not. So because of all the technology and all the tests, you could outlive the disease. So, so God forbid you're diagnosed. You know what? There's a lot of hope for you today. And thank God. Thank God we live today because you can outlive the disease indeed. Hey, Kieran Lawler, he's a Marine, and he's going to join us. He's an assemblyman doing a great job up in Albany. Commissioner Bill Bratton will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Johnny, you're Norelli will join us, retired FBI special agent, and he directed Iranian national security cases for the FBI. So we're going to talk to about Iran. Do we just get out of there? Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads checking out traffic 20 after 7 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. We're going to go to the PATH trains. Delays because of some police department activity at the World Trade Center station. So, again, this is PATH trains. We are seeing delays. If you're going to be taking a ride to New Jersey Transit, all trains into and out of New York's Penn, 20-minute delays because of an earlier disabled train. Also delays on the N and the Q trains with some ongoing switching problems. Inbound G, WV, Lincoln, and the Holland, all 20. Garden State Parkway North at 151. A collision getting up toward Bloomfield, 21 northbound. Heading up through the area of Belleville, a disabled truck. Route 4 eastbound, getting into the area of Fairlawn and Paramus. A crash over there as well. We're seeing delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes heading north at 13 up through Linden with an accident over there as well. And the eastbound Gowanus at 38th, a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today. Looks like we'll see a high of 34. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The U.S. and Iran appear to have backed away from an open conflict. Also, China says it'll send its chief trade negotiator to Washington next week to sign phase one of the trade deal with the U.S. Grubhub could be sold. The food delivery company is dealing with increased competition and pushback from restaurants demanding cuts in fees. The Wall Street Journal says it could merge with DoorDash, Postmates, or Uber Eats. Chase is hiking the annual fee for its Sapphire Reserve credit card by $100 to $550 a year. Existing cardholders will still pay the lower fee until they renew. The Dow was up 161 yesterday, the NASDAQ gained 60, the S&P was up 15. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Saturday, the DePaul Blue Demons take on the St. John's Red Storm at Madison Square Garden. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 11:40 a.m., tip-off at noon. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live.
No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
724, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give you something back. How about that? Don't you think you deserve it? I'm just saying. All that you do, Mike Lindell goes, like, he appreciates it. That's what I love about Mike, man. You know, you give back, you get a MyPillow. Everybody's got a MyPillow now, right? And you go to MyPillow.com, and Mike says, look at the company that you helped build on the radio, right here on AM 970. He goes, now, this is for you. This is what Mike gives to you. If you go to MyPillow.com, then you click on the radio listener specials, right? You get incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. Got it. Bed sheets. Got it. Towels. Got it. MyPillow. Got it. I am. I'm Piscopo Pillow. I really am. Now Mike is offering you this, that buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. Boom. This is a mic drop. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. You're going to love the Giza Sheets. Enter the promo code AM970. You could also call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com for that buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Promo code is AM970.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio at 726 on AM 970. The Answer. Kieran Lawler is a state assemblyman representing the Hudson Valley. He is a Marine. Kieran, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, being the great dad that you are. How was Christmas? Was all good for you? Did you get everything that the kids wanted?
The kids did, yeah. I don't know if I did, but that's okay.
No, we never do. We never do. We never do. Kieran, before we go into what the governor's State of the State address regarding Iraq, and I know you're a veteran. We appreciate your service to the country, sir. Should we just leave? Should we just, like, abandon Iraq completely and just bring everybody home? What are you thinking?
I don't think we can ever abandon any place in the world where there's an American interest. I think the presence should be as small as it needs to be. I think our goals should be realistic. I don't think we should be, you know, as we did 15 years ago, try to make a, you know, Jeffersonian democracy in the middle of one of the most violent places in the world. Yeah. But we should protect our interests. We should, to the extent possible, protect people who helped us and were allied with us, and, you know, not put any more American lives at risk than is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, you were over there, man. Any thoughts on what the House is going to do today with respect to limiting the president's ability to wage war with Iran?
I think that could be really dangerous, one, to this president, to the country, to the future commanders in chief. And I think it's politically dangerous for the Democrats. You know, we're dealing with a very unpredictable regime, a regime that has blood dripping out of its hands, the blood of American servicemen, American civilians, the blood of Israelis, you know, through their proxies in Israel and the Middle East. And to make things more difficult for the president to deal with that kind of a threat, a 40-year threat, my whole life. I actually, one of my first memories is a hostage coming home in 1981 because they came to Stewart Airport right from the Hudson Valley.
Right.
So
right.
This is something that's been going on for years.
Yeah. Coming back home to New York State, Kieran, what do you think of the governor's State of the State address yesterday?
I got to tell you, Joe, I'm so relieved. I was really worried about the state when I sat there for an hour and a half yesterday, and everything's awesome. Everything's great. It's fantastic. I can't believe it.
That's right. I forgot. You had to sit through that, man. Oh, hour and a half. Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't even count introducing de Blasio, introducing his whole family. He did take a couple shots at Chris Cuomo, which was the highlight of the speech. He did make fun of Chris Cuomo having a big
no. The governor did. What did he say? Did he do a Fredo joke by chance?
He didn't do a Fredo joke. He said, "Don't tell my siblings that I'm my mother's favorite." But you can tell Chris, his ego is so big he can handle it. So where I need to find common ground with Governor Andrew Cuomo is usually making fun of Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's unsettling? Because I've known Andrew Cuomo many, many years. And I knew him when he was in a law firm, and then he was with HUD. And then, but now, I don't know, like this whole bail reform situation that has all, every day. Look, I'm a father. My kids go to New York. My daughter goes to school in New York. I'm afraid, and I have to tell my children now, and for the first time in like 30 years, be careful in New York City. Be careful in New York City because of this letting criminals out on the street. You're telling me the governor said nothing about that yesterday?
That was really amazing because the governor and his allies in Albany have been forced to admit we have to do something to fix the law that was just passed last year. But in the whole hour and a half list of his state priorities, which included economic and policy changes, that didn't come up. And it's not only the number one issue in New York State, without a doubt. People who don't even talk about politics are talking about this, are concerned about it, are seeing the effects. It's actually a national news story. I've been on Fox several times. Some of my colleagues have been on Fox several times.
Yeah, you do a great job over there,
what's going on in New York.
Yeah.
For the governor, in the state address, you're detached from the state of New York State if you're not talking about criminal justice reform. And I think there's something very important my Republican colleagues and people who are talking about this have to do. I don't think it's helpful to call it just bail reform. The bail issue is huge, taking away discretion of judges and letting really bad people, in some cases people who committed homicides, give them an appearance ticket and say, we hope you show up in a couple weeks for your court hearing. That's really bad, but that's only about 10% of the problem. So I call it the more blanket term criminal justice reform. Part of the law is discovery reform, where, for example, the DA has to get all their evidence to the defense in 15 days, or that guy walks free. Charges are dropped. And it's just not possible for the state lab to process DNA results, rape kits, and all these other things.
Yeah.
So my concern is we have Cuomo and other Democrats in power saying, we have to fix this bail thing and give the judges a little bit of discretion. If they did that, that would fix 10% of the problem. There are massive other problems which are harder to see because they happen behind the scenes. Another one is any person who's a witness has to have their contact information turned over to the defense attorney. So let's say you're walking down the street, you witness a murder. You call and say, oh my gosh, I just saw a murder. Call 911. Well, you would do that now, right?
Yep.
But once you learn that, oh my gosh, the defense attorney is going to have my phone number and my address and my name, and it might get into the hands of the defendant, and then my life is in danger, and maybe somebody isn't going to make that 911 call, and there's no way to ever see that. You'll just see an escalation in crime, and you'll say, wow, over the last 2 or 3 years, crime has really spiked, and it'll be too late for all those victims of that crime wave.
Yeah, it's a
saying that giving judges discretion fixes the problem. That's part of the problem, but there's 10 other problems with criminal justice reforms that we put in last year.
You'd see it up there. You know, Nicole Malliotakis and a lot of your colleagues see it up there. But answer me this, man. Why, when you're walking through, and I always say this to Congressman King when he's down in Washington, what do you say to somebody who just lets these flagrant laws go by? What's happening with the Democrats in New York State? What is happening? I mean, how could they not see what's happening on the streets? And it's like when I watched the press conference with AOC and the squad yesterday going against the president. How out of touch can these people possibly be? And what do you tell them when you see them face-to-face in the legislature up there in Albany, Kieran?
Well, a lot of the people on the hard left, like the governor yesterday, are detached from reality. And the reality is every New Yorker is put in danger by these crimes. But you know who's put in the most danger? The people in the working-class neighborhoods, in the poorer neighborhoods where there's already a crime problem. They're going to face this most acutely, more than somebody in the Hudson Valley like me or somebody, you know, in Midtown Manhattan is going to face it. So their own constituencies, who they think they're trying to help, are going to be the ones who face the brunt of this. So I don't know how they justify that in their head. I think that they think the whole system is not just. And just like they want to redistribute wealth, they want to redistribute justice. And they think the system that put, you know, their friend, their brother-in-law, whoever in jail was a flawed system, and therefore we have to fix that system. And actually, if it's got to revisit some harm on the people who like the system, that's a price that they're willing to pay, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, Kieran, before we let you go, man, I know there's a $6 billion budget shortfall. Tell me that they're not going to raise taxes again in New York, are they?
Well, I think they are going to raise taxes on the so-called rich, but as we know, the rich can flee. The governor blamed President Trump for a lot of our economic problems in New York State.
That's great.
I mean,
we have
this raging national economy, which, you know, Governor Cuomo and other governors can take a bow for, but it's really the national economy that's going so well, and he's blaming Trump because they got rid of some of the deductions. You can't deduct your high New York taxes anymore, and that's Trump's fault. As far as the $6 billion deficit, this is what they do, and this is so important. Because now I've been at it for 7 years. Governor Cuomo stood up there and said, we have the lowest New York State income tax since the 1940s. That is true. And you know how they get to that relatively low New York State personal income tax? They make the counties and the school districts and the towns do a lot of the work, and then your property taxes go up. Most people in New York State who complain about taxes, they're not talking about their state income tax. They'd like it to be lower, but it's the property taxes that drive people to Florida and Texas and Carolina. And Governor Cuomo is saying, well, we're not going to raise your taxes. Look at me. I didn't raise your taxes all that much, middle-class people. But they force all this responsibility down on the smaller levels of government who have no choice but to turn around and raise your taxes because the state is mandating that they do all these things. So your property taxes are going to go up, which are already killing you. And Governor Cuomo is going to say, hey, look at me. I have a low state income tax.
Yeah,
you're still getting crushed. At the end of the day, you're paying.
Hey, listen, thanks for the fight. Kieran Lawler, thanks for your service as a Marine, brother. We appreciate it so much. As a veteran of the Iraq War, I appreciate it so very much. Always appreciate you coming on the show, my friend. Have a great day, and come back soon, Kieran, yes?
Anytime. Thanks, Joe.
Kieran Lawler right there, State Assemblyman representing the Hudson Valley in the great state of New York. 735 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. John Iannarelli, a retired FBI agent and who directed Iranian national security cases for the FBI, will join us momentarily. Commissioner Bill Bratt in the next hour as well as Arthur Idala will join us. It's Piscopo with Frank Morano and now Al Gattulo with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
25 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Harvey Weinstein's attorneys are asking the judge in the case to recuse himself. Defense attorney and frequent guest of the Joe Piscopo Show, Arthur Idala, says his client is receiving a lack of fair and impartial treatment. Idala is referring to Judge James Burke admonishing Weinstein for using a cell phone in the courtroom along with the slow pace of the trial. Meanwhile, during day two of jury selection, about 75% of the 120 potential jurors were excused quickly because they said they had already made up their minds about Weinstein. Arthur will join Joe Piscopo at 8:25 this morning to discuss this. Anti-war rallies are taking place throughout the country and in the New York City area today. The No War with Iran protests will be held at a number of places throughout New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut late this afternoon. One will start in New York City at Columbus Circle at 5 p.m., where anti-war protesters will march to Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. There is also a gathering set for Foley Square at 6 p.m., with leaders from New York's Muslim and Iran-American communities expected to be on hand. And on Long Island, rallies are expected to take place at Port Jefferson Station and in Shirley. In sports, Knicks go 0-4 on their road trip, losing to the Jazz last night, 128-104. As you heard here on our sister station, WMCA, Seton Hall now 3-0 in Big East play after beating Xavier 83-71. Here on The Answer, St. John's lost to Georgetown 87-66. The Giants are now officially entering the Joe Judge era. The newly hired head coach, he'll be meeting with the media today at 2 p.m. for the first time since joining the organization. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to go back out to New Jersey Transit. Everything back on or close to schedule on trains into and out of New York's Penn because of some earlier problems just cleared. Still seeing delays on the N and the Q with switching problems. Heading over to the Southern State Parkway eastbound into Nassau Road, getting out toward Uniondale. That's an accident. And stop and go still on the eastbound Gowanus at 38th. The stalled vehicle is out of the way. We're still seeing some pockets of volume for you on the Bronx River Parkway southbound down by the Bronx Zoo with a collision there. Inbound GWB looks like about 20. Lincoln 25. Holland, an accident just clear, but about 30 minutes in from 1 and 9. Garden State Parkway busy northbound at 151 with an accident cleared. And it's busy on 21 North getting up through Belleville. That's a disabled truck in the way, so watch out for some delays there. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Watching the news, we got a lot to get into today. Some of it's so frustrating to watch. You know, all the stress that we have every single day. Everything, when I tell you about my life and what happens and what doesn't happen and how I try to onward and forward, you got to keep going. I only can do it with Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. And you know what? You need the antioxidants in Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And you know those studies that say stress can really wear you down? Oy, and every day, just watching the news, how stressed out do you get, right? Well, you can count on Balance of Nature. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Within those fruits and vegetables, those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables are antioxidants. They fight off all the free radicals that attack our body. Whether it's stress, whether it's fatigue, whether it's the environment, you don't know. Balance of Nature is there in your body fighting off all those free radicals. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy, mental clarity. It is time to improve the quality of your life. And to help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last. Please call now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Joe on the radio, I know you know we're going to Italy again, Easter in Rome with my friend Steve Perillo. But yeah, we want you to sign up now for this trip because we are closing this trip out. This Easter in Rome, Perillo Piscopo Tour is closing out on January 16th. So you got to jump on this, please. Good Friday, Easter Sunday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday. The first of our five intimate group dinners will take place in Rome. And I will be performing there. Oh, yeah. Fly me to Roma, baby. A special performance by Steve Perillo as well. Then we go to Assisi, the hill town in the Umbria region. The next phase of our trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside. We'll take daily excursions to historic areas like Siena and Pisa and Florence and Cinque Terre, to name a few. If you wait any longer, you will miss out. And the reason I keep driving on this, because so many people said, Joe, I wanted to go. What happened? Now we are giving you the chance of a lifetime to have a trip of a lifetime. Easter in Rome with Perillo and Piscopo. But the trip closes out January 16th, okay? So please don't delay. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Janice and the team at Perillo are standing by. Or visit PerilloTours.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Joe on the radio, 743 on AM 970. The Answer. Johnny Iannarelli is a retired FBI special agent who directed Iranian national security cases for the FBI. He's an author. He's a consultant. John, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm proud to have you on the show because you have a vowel at the end of your name. It's an Italian name, and you work for the FBI, and you're not being indicted by the FBI. So thank you for that, John. I appreciate it, man.
Well, I represent most of the agents of the FBI. It's only a few that have those problems, but absolutely right.
It makes us proud, my friend, I'll tell you right now. Hey, so tell us what you did at the FBI with respect to Iranian national security cases, if you would.
Sure. So with the FBI, we focus on various state-sponsored countries that are trying to cause harm to the U.S. Iran certainly falls at the top of that list. They have been doing a bunch of different things to the U.S. for years, especially all of the cyber hacking. They're constantly trying to get into our critical infrastructures, power grids, things like that, but also the private sector. You know, if they can put a business out of business, that hurts the U.S. economy. That's been a goal of Iran for years.
Wow. So tell us about the nefarious things Iran has been responsible for.
Well, you know, they have done a number of things to us over the years. This is nothing new what we're seeing today. Way back during the Iranian crisis, they had actually committed an assassination of someone here in the U.S. It was the spokesperson for the Shah. But even more recently, in 2011, they attempted to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States. And likewise, they've been a number of arrests of individuals working on behalf of the government of Iran who were conducting surveillance on Iranian dissidents in New York and D.C., things to try to hurt the persons that are against the government of Iran.
Wow. So how do we safeguard ourselves against, like, Iranian cyber attacks? How do you safeguard against that, John?
Well, fortunately, that is the focus of the FBI. They're actively working to try to stop these types of acts. They work with big businesses. Anytime there's been any hint that Iran has been hacking into companies, the FBI will get word and contact these companies. But it's also really important as a business owner, if you have any size business, especially a small business that doesn't think about cybersecurity, you need to make sure that you are doing the things to keep your cyber system secure, because given a chance, somebody, and possibly the government of Iran, is going to hack in to disrupt your operations.
Yeah, and what about cities? I hate to even talk about it on the air. We're talking about John Iannarelli, a retired FBI agent who directed Iranian national security cases. So if you're like a city and you got a water system, everything's on computer now. I mean, aren't the nuclear power plants on computer? Does Iran have the capability to cyber attack those things?
Absolutely. When you look at the military of Iran and we talk about their army and the military resources, they actually have soldiers that are dedicated to doing nothing but cyber attacks. It's literally an Iranian army of cyber geeks that are focusing on attacking sites. You look at not necessarily Iran, but we had cities such as Baltimore, Atlanta, and others that were shut down for weeks at a time because of the cyber attack. That's why we have to be so vigilant and be careful to make sure that we're doing the right things. We have the security in place, because if they can attack us, they will attack us.
Yeah, so which leads me to ask you, John, on leaving the Middle East. I've been asking about it because I see, do we just get out? Do we just get everybody out of Iraq? Can you vacate that whole part of the country without leaving Israel in great danger and without creating more terror abroad that will come to the homeland?
I think we have too many interests over there to even consider vacating. The reality is, we've got an obligation to Israel, which is a good friend of ours, and that we need to be supportive of them. But there's other U.S. interests as well. If war breaks out over there in various places, it can affect us here at home. So we do have partners over there. We're working with various countries other than Israel to try to keep American interests safe. It's certainly not an area of the country we're going to of the world that we're going to ignore and walk away from. And it's more of an issue of we're not getting out just because there's a couple of bullies out on the block who think they can push everybody else around. Clearly, Iran has gotten a message that they need to step back. Yeah. And while they fired a couple of missiles, what did they really do in damage? That was more face-saving than anything else on their part. Iran is getting the message that they can't behave in the way they have.
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. John Iannarelli, a retired FBI agent. Before we let you go, sir, what are you hearing? What's happening with the Durham investigation? Anything in that regard, John?
You know, nothing new has really come out at this point, which makes me wonder, why is it taking so long? And I would imagine it's because they're looking at criminal activity of people who may have been involved. Typically, the government, when you're doing FBI investigations, we tend to be slow. It's because we're very thorough. I would imagine the Durham investigation is doing the same.
You know, thanks for your service, John. We appreciate it here on Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And thanks for making Italian proud, brother. John Iannarelli, right
welcome,
there.
Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your service with the FBI. And we always support the Federal Bureau of Investigation, especially on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50. Debbie, I know you always appreciate the men and women in blue and always supporting on a federal level like John. It's just a... putting their lives on the line every single day. We appreciate it. We say thank you. 10 before 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads right now on AM 970. The Answer.
I definitely agree 100%. Thank you to our officers. We do appreciate everything you do. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the Taconic southbound at Bryant Pond Road, getting down through Putnam Valley. Watch out. It looks like a car fire. A lot of activity at the scene over there. And some slowdowns on 84 West at 684, an accident getting out through Brewster. Deegan is busy south in the 230s with a crash there. Bronx, River Parkway south by the Bronx Zoo, a collision. I'm seeing some volume for you on Avenue A here by 7th Street, down by Tompkins Park. That's all due to that ongoing police investigation after that shooting early this morning over there. Southern State Parkway, that's busy westbound at Straight Path with a crash. Inbound G, WB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all about 20. It's still kind of busy this morning as you take a ride over to Route 4 eastbound as you get out through that Fairlawn area in toward Paramus with an accident working there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hold fast!
The best picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere Friday.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains Trump's plan.
Let me assure you that he has a plan, and there is a doctrine. The doctrine starts with a very simple rule. And it's a very endearing one. If you live in the swamp or have worked in the swamp, the first rule of what Donald Trump is doing right now is there are no sacred cows.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 753. This is AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. If you're around Hunterdon County, New Jersey, we want you to come to Retro Fitness in Flemington. But I got to tell you, Retro Fitness is so cool. Now, of course, I'm being a little biased here because I went in with my business partner, Stacy, and we purchased this gym, Retro Fitness in Flemington. It's so great. I've always wanted a gym. You know me. I'm a gym rat. Always have been, right? And I'm looking at the picture of me and Johnny Carson that Kara put on this Throwback Thursday, and my guns were like huge. I try to maintain as I get old. I try to maintain my fitness. So I go to Retro Fitness, and now I got a gym, and it's beautiful. But now we got this incredible deal for you. We got this BOGO deal, and it's not buy one, get one. It's buy one, give one. This is from Corporate Retro. This is a brilliant idea. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want when you buy one for yourself. Unlike other gyms, we have created this offer with no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership and you give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't have to pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and they can access any of our clubs all around the United States, man. But of course, I'd love to see you down at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Call today. Speak with my partner, Stacy, down there. It's 908-238-3695. You can jot this down, 908-238-3695, or go to retrofitness.com, retrofitness.com, and then check out the locations. It's Flemington, New Jersey. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist. Joe, good morning. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Joe?
Good, good. Up and at 'em. A lot to get into, man. And, you know, the morning's going so quick. I try to tackle everything. I got all the news all around me, and I'm trying to bring everything. And then we try to take the high road. Let's take the high road. So, as we say to you, like you always do the weather, you got all those radar things you're looking at. We're looking pretty good next couple of days, yes?
We are. It's cold today. There's no question about that. Sunshine and only in the mid-30s.
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it's going to get milder tomorrow, up to 51 and 60 or better Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it's going to feel like spring around here this weekend.
I don't know why. Why do you think that happens, Joe? I mean, that's pretty wild. We're going to break records on Saturday.
It's the ups and downs of the weather. I mean, that's what average is made of, abnormalities. I mean, yeah. You know, no day is normal. Well, you know, most days are above or below normal. We're below it today. We're going to be much above it this weekend. And then it's going to get cooler next week, although no real Arctic air in sight for the next week.
Yeah, hey, Joe, I got to ask you this before we let you go, and thank you. Joe Lumberg from the Weather Answer Desk. So I got a squall warning. I get it on my phone. It buzzes, my watch buzzes, squall. And then I looked. I was taking the kids to the doctor yesterday, and I'm looking around, and all of a sudden the weather gets weird. It looked like kind of almost a tornado out in West Jersey, I'm saying. And it was the squall thing. What is that squall thing? Why?
It's basically like a summertime thunderstorm. It blows up. You know, it's a brief burst of precipitation. In the summer, obviously, it's thunder, lightning. In the winter version, it's just snow that's blinding for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, and then it's gone. The sun comes back out. I mean, it's the same thing.
Scary, man. Joe, we always appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next hour, indeed. Joe Lumberg is the man. He's the marathon man at the Weather Answer Desk right there. You know, it is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So we bring to the airwaves right after the 8 o'clock news, Commissioner Bill Bratton. He's an executive chairman with Teneo Risk, but a former commissioner of the NYPD, Boston Police Department, LAPD, a true law enforcement legend. So we're going to be talking about criminal justice reform, bail reform with this with the commissioner, and the anti-Semitic rise in anti-Semitic crimes in New York and around the country. Commissioner Bill Bratton on the show with us. Also, Arthur Idala, former Brooklyn prosecutor, is a pal of the show, attorney representing Harvey Weinstein, and we're going to talk as much as we can, get the inside line from Arthur Idala about this Weinstein case. Mark Jensen's going to join us as well, CEO of American Resources Corp, one of the largest coal mining operations in Kentucky, and we're going to talk about Joe Biden's threats to the coal industry. Eileen Fisher, she is a pip. She's got this hit show on the radio station, Heart Match Me on AM 970, The Answer. Whoa. Anything could happen. Well, I'm blushing already just mentioning Eileen's name. And she's a great gal, and she will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Joe on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. Al's going to give you the local news. We go national and then back with Commissioner Bill Bratton on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
25 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City building inspectors are investigating after a pane of glass fell from a high-rise building in Midtown Manhattan Wednesday. The glass rained down from the Lexington Avenue building and shattered onto the ground below. It remains unclear what caused the glass to fall. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Screenwriter Buck Henry, dead at 89, the two-time Oscar nominee, was behind hits like The Graduate, What's Up, Doc, and the TV show Get Smart, known for his wit. He often appeared in front of the camera. He hosted Saturday Night Live 10 times, and more recently the show 30 Rock. His wife reported Henry died from a heart attack on Wednesday. In sports, Knicks lose to the Jazz 128-104. Seton Hall beat Xavier 83-71, while St. John's lost to Georgetown 87-66.